President Clinton said today he supported the return of $640,000 in questionable donations to his legal defense fund. The money was raised by a Taiwan-born businessman the president knew in Arkansas. It was returned when investigators could not confirm the source of the donations. Some of the money now appears to be linked to a Buddhist religious group in Taiwan. President Clinton established the legal defense fund in 1994, asking for contributions of $1,000 or less to help defray his costs in the Whitewater investigation. News analyst Daniel Shore has a modest proposal for a better way.
Follow the money is the phrase made famous as the admonition of Deep Throat to Watergate reporters Woodward and Bernstein. Today, following the presidential money could lead from a restaurant in Little Rock to a shrine in Taiwan. The Clinton Legal Defense Fund has meticulously returned $640,000 in suspect contributions. That will undoubtedly be added to the coming list of subjects of congressional investigation. Money is raised in support of the president in many ways for many purposes. Campaign funds, inaugural funds, what could be called the Motel 1600 Fund for bed and breakfast at the White House, and the Legal Defense Fund. If the Legal Defense Fund is now to be investigated, that will generate the need for another Legal Defense Fund for defense in the investigation of the Legal Defense Fund. The proliferating need to fight them can go on ad infinitum, and that way lies madness. May I respectfully suggest a better way? That is for the president to obtain a commitment from all those who serve him to share the proceeds of their books about the first couple. Intellectual property, you might call it. Just think of what the president's defense fund could do with half of Richard Morris's $2.5 million and George Stephanopoulos's $3 million. I'm not sure whether to include Hillary Clinton's book, which outsold the president's own book. We have long known that there is gold in them there White House confidences, even when, perhaps especially when, the authors are themselves tainted by scandal. Think of those who went to jail for Watergate, H.R. Haldeman, John Ehrlichman, Charles Colson, John Dean, all of whom ended up as authors. Obviously, the wages of sin are royalties. So now a president must wonder whether the loyal aide to whom he is confiding will soon be on a fast track to authordom. If that's what serving the president has come to, it may as well be made explicit. Sign here, my loyal aide, and half of what you get for betraying me will end up in my defense fund. This is Daniel Shore.